All right, good. I'm just going to keep rolling, and I'll edit this into a two-parter. But we got a good connection. Cool. Let's just move into the to talk about the four size six. Okay. I guess that's what I'm going to call them. Is that you got a better name?
That's good for a size six.
region, but it's region seven. Oh well, whatever. Here we go. Ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1. Welcome back, everybody, to another podcast here on Foresight Sports 365. I am your host, Greg Golden. Delighted to have with us today, Derek Richmond, the sports reporter for the Forsyth County News. We're talking about the annual football preview edition that the Forsyth County News has laid out for us. Derek and his partner, Nick Sullivan, have done another terrific job several years in a row now. They just go out of their way to make this thing happen. The new region look is what I'm calling the Forsyth Six. Unfortunately, it's Region 7, but, you know, it would be poetic if it could be Region 6 with the Forsyth 6, but Region 7, the Forsyth 6, and that's all of us 6A schools here in Forsyth County. Derek, let's just, we talked a little bit about West already. They lost Drew Davis in that senior class. Drew, of course, at Berry College now, was a terrific player. They're gonna have to replace a lot of bodies over there, but they've got the schedule that'll get them noticed if they can win a few games.
Yeah. As far as West Side, they did lose a lot of record-setting athletes. Yeah, your quarterback, Masor Raven, obviously Andrew Davis, and then two most magnificent wide receiver, Colt Mascara. I think Colt Mascara and Mason Page. Mason Page, he had won the NFL Player of the Week. In that first weekend in Corky Kell, he had made a crazy catch on the sideline that kind of rejuvenated the Western Side offense to get that win. They did lose a lot of production. So, obviously, I asked what's one thing, well, I asked the players, what is one thing this people are sleeping on Western Side? And they all talked about how physical they are. And obviously, when you're a coach and you hear your players talking about, yeah, we're really physical. Obviously, yeah, that would be my heart warm if I was a coach. Okay, my team say they're a lot more physical. And, you know, obviously, when people think about Western Side this year, you know, they think about the down season, like it's a rebuild year. But they got some talent. They got one of the key, like, obviously, when you think about Western Side and you think about these two positions, they've always fulfilled that position. They have always fulfilled that running back position. You had obviously Andrew Davis, and there was one more guy I can't recall. Peyton, I can't recall, but he went to Clemson. He went to Clemson. He got rid of Clemson. But Western always
had a good kid running back program. Before that, they went to the Navy Academy. West has always had a good running back, man. Always.
Yeah. Always had a good running back, and then obviously they always had a good collection of linebackers. Obviously, like your linebacker, people will say that is your quarterback for your defense, and they have a big guy right up the middle. If you want to go against him, it would be Sullivan Biggs. So I saw him yesterday. He's only a junior, so they'll have him for one more year after that. But
all right, well, let's not give any more away. Yeah, there's a name for you. You guys can keep your eyes on him for the West Forsyth contact. Who's next? Who are we going to talk about? Central? You want to move to Central?
Central, yeah, most definitely. So Central, I asked Coach, one thing I was asking my coach, obviously, when you think about Forsyth Central, or as far as people know it, they are a ground and pound team. They're a bulldog. They want to run all day long, per se. So I asked Coach, look, are you going to rely on culture, or are you going to rely on schemes to translate more victories? And he said, we're going to rely on culture. Yeah. Sometimes, honestly, since I went to Forsyth Central, I graduated in 2017, I played football, and then obviously, then up post years, Forsyth Central just now haven't been a well-rounded passing team. Now, that's no knock on the coaches. I don't know what is going on, but Central never been a well-rounded passing team. Obviously, there's times where you have to pass the ball. Like, you got to give your receivers. You can't have your receivers just always blocking. You can't always have your quarterback just handing the ball off, or he uses legs on a read option. So as far as what I'm seeing, I know he just said culture, but they like to toss him off a lot more this go around. They have a few when Chad Pickett, the head coach, has been at Forsyth Central, every year his quarterback has went down. So it's a little tough to really translate to win when the most important position of your group is your most important position is not your starting quarterback. It's not, fully healthy. So,
and most people have even if they got a great athlete as their starting quarterback, if he goes down, the backups usually don't live up to that standard. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so you're behind the eight ball twice now in that regard.
Yeah. So when I talked to Jerome Roach, I was like, what do you have any individual goals this year? It's like staying healthy, playing a full season.
That's right.
You're going to get a starting quarterback. You want to translate to some wins, obviously. They went to one win, to two win, and then obviously you want to get more. But their biggest thing is having their quarterback healthy throughout the whole season. That's like, what is your third year? They haven't had a healthy quarterback throughout the whole season. Playing quarterback. Granted, they had mobility quarterbacks, and that's obviously when you look at we look at the football throughout. Everyone wants to be mobility. You can't be a Peyton Manning in the pocket. You can't be a Tom Brady in the pocket where you're a statue, as some people would say. So nowadays, is this mobility quarterback? Can you escape the pocket and gain some yard for your team, or can you really take a hit?
Yeah. All right, let's move on. Denmark. Give me a quick look at the Danes.
Denmark. Oh my goodness, I'm not gonna lie to you. Denmark is the most confident team I have ever interviewed.
Is that right?
They're the most confident team. And when I do these media day questions, this year I was really trying to put more guys on the spot, like Marlon say.
Okay.
I was trying to get some bookmarks or have obviously when you think about social media, you want to like, yeah, we're gonna save this person. So that's why I was really, I try to do every coach, granted I tried to get Coach Thompson, but Coach Thompson is too well known in the game. He knows when the reporter's trying to bait him into certain things.
Thompson's going to sidestep all that, right?
Yeah, but their biggest thing about Denmark is confidence. Coach Paul Murray told me, like, we haven't won a region championship, and I think it was the 22 season, I can't recall particularly which season, but he was like, no, we gotta get back to that. Look, like, obviously winning is cool and all, but we want to be the one holding the trophy. They want to be the one be crowned region championships. And obviously, not even Coach Paul Murray, his confidence rubbed on the players. The players saying, yeah, we're going to take that crown this year. And when people ask me this year, well, as far as when I go around the school, who do you think is going to win the region? I'm like, dude, I cannot give you an answer, because this year, I feel like this year is the most clear-cut advantage to take that region. For example, if we were talking about last year, I feel like, West has an advantage, but West did lose a lot of production. And then when you look at other teams, like obviously Lambert, when they lost a quarterback, and then, Forsyth Central still trying to have that healthy quarterback situation. This year, I cannot tell you who will be on top of the region crown. So, they have their eyes on it. They're very, very confident that region crown is theirs.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, I think we're going in wide open. And I'll ask you about your five burning questions just in general in just a second. But I want to mention that right here. Y'all don't miss that. That's a great piece. The five burning questions going into this season. North Forsyth, the former South Forsyth head coach and a good friend of the program out there is at North Forsyth. He's the offensive coordinator out there, Troy Morris. And, he's working with Robert Kraft, the head coach of North Forsyth. And that's a great program. They've had people in place on their staff. And now with the addition of Morris, I think that really makes them dangerous.
Yeah, as far as the North Forsyth Raiders, I talked about Coach. Like, Coach, you've been here for a while. I think he's the longest lasting coach in Forsyth County. I think this might have been his 11th year as a Raiders coach, if I'm not mistaken. And obviously, when you bring another guy that's been in Forsyth County for a long time as Coach Troy Morris, you know, you be pair those two together. People will say the old heads, as they will say now. But as far as North Forsyth, they do, I will say, their defensive line is something they're going to lean on. As far as obviously when you on the defensive line, you have a big name like Angel Rojas, the Duke commit. You know, you have plenty of offers like, you know, Alabama and, you know, other D1 schools. But I would say as far as the strength so far is their D-line, and their wide receiver group is immaculate. Look, when we drop North Forsyth Media Day teaser video of them working out and stuff like that, you're going to see how well Kraft has crafted these boys. So had excellent hands. I feel like I really have high hopes for the offense. I can see them. If they average 35 points per game this year, I would not be surprised. I'm not going to lie to you.
All right. Yes. Well, that's going to charge the defense with getting them the ball back on occasion, and that's pretty much the formula. That's what Coach Morris's formula: get some turnovers and ride your defense, and pound a couple of scores from the 5-yard line, and that's how you win some football games. Let's go to Lambert. What's your take on the Longhorns?
Longhorns, they got a new quarterback. He come from Douglas County. I could have sworn I saw him last year. When I was doing the media day video, so last year, I think he was under Ethan Daugherty. But as far as Longhorns, honestly, I think they're kind of in the same boat as East Forsyth. You kind of don't know what to expect from the Lambert Longhorns. I've seen them practice. They do have a lot of speed and a lot of agility. It's all about where can you put the speed and agility. And there's only one football. As people would say, you can have all those talents, but there's only one football to go around.
Yes, sir.
Say big name. Yeah, big name to go around. I would say the biggest, as far as the player, in my opinion, would be Mathis St. Jean. He is the wide receiver for that group. So they have a new quarterback taking on the center. Obviously, we graduated Ethan Daugherty. You know, his historic high school career as far as the Lambert Longhorns. So I was thinking
St. Jean had his name was circled on our scouting report last year. That guy had he brought it last year, so he's going to be a big plus for them this year.
Yeah, most definitely. So they do have a new wide receiver, and then they brought some key talents. They have Lucas Gonzalez. He was one of the high anticipated players going into the season. They do, just like North Side, they do have a good wide receiver group. Now, my biggest question will probably be the running back group. Obviously, you want to run the ball, but they've had so many success. Obviously, when you think about Lambert Longhorns, first thing that comes to my mind is probably Cam Bland. Cam Bland was one of those. He was him. He played offense. He played defense. You know, despite the injuries, he was still able to play. He was still able to be Region Player of the Year despite playing six games. That's how dangerous he was. But as far as I'll say, my biggest question, and not the biggest question, most fierce battle will probably be that running position group.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, we'll keep an eye on that. Hey, South Forsyth, the last team that we're going to cover. I know all our South Forsyth listeners that tune in religiously to our program are going to want to hear your take on the War Eagles. We'll get to that in just a second. But again, back to a kind of a bigger question and a bigger picture out here is the stability of jobs in this county. Nobody's going to go out there and bully their way to a state championship in this county. You have to play smart football. You have to have some physicality, but that's you know, South Forsyth lacks size, and they have lacked size for a few years. That's their biggest problem. They got all kinds of skills position players, but they can't put a couple of big guys on the field to help blow that down. Not since Nathan Afobe, who's fixing to start at the University of Michigan, has South Forsyth put a big guy, you know, on their line of scrimmage. From that standpoint, how are they bringing in these players? You talk about Lambert bringing in some guys. Is there any NIL money that you know of in the mix?
I don't know anything about that. You know, I'm not a pocket watcher. But
that was a nice stiff arm, Derek.
Yeah. But one thing I say about South Forsyth, as far as aside from the money, Coach Thompson has a big name to his name is big around. Now, I don't even think this is the state of Georgia, but the state of all some others down south.
Yeah, he's South Carolina. He runs a quarterback camp over there, I think. He does some stuff down in Florida, working with quarterbacks in the same way. So you're right, he does have a reputation. And he's got Cordell Stewart. Steelers quarterback is back for his second year as offensive coordinator.
Not only that, he has Ian Scott, former Chicago Bears defensive line. So he has another big name addition to his staff. So that's why when I say Coach Thompson has a big name to his game, but he's attracting big names. Like he'll probably have Tom Brady on his staff 24. But as far as South Forsyth, obviously one of the biggest question is, will South Forsyth quarterback transfer help lead a turnaround? Obviously, South Forsyth,
they got to protect him, Derek. They have to protect him. And poor Will Watkins, and he set a record for yards run, but they were all east and west.
So that's probably obviously when your trenches bleed. Well, I don't know. Your trenches help dictate how good your team is. I know you want to look at your quarterback, you want to look at your talent groups, your DBs, your linebackers. But if your trenches is not up to par, it's going to be kind of hard to win games. Look, I do have confidence in South Forsyth this year. I think ever since when they had Ty Watkins was their quarterback, I think that was the last successful year South Forsyth had.
Yeah, Ty and Afobe played on the same team.
Yeah, it's Ty Watkins and Mavis Scriptman. You know, they had plenty of talents on that in that group. And I do see a little resemblance of going for South Forsyth the same thing. You know, when you think about South Forsyth, obviously it's not from the quarterback. You know, you have different, I think one of their biggest pieces, I can't recall his name. He's number 12. You should know better than me, Carter Ross.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, Carter Ross got some hands, man.
Okay.
When teams were really lined up, and obviously, you know, you have a big arm quarterback, but you know, after looking at Chayo's eyes, you want to see what Carter Ross is going to be on the field, because he has some great hands. I tell you that. He is most definitely the number one threat, deep threat. His route running is excellent. I think I really have high hopes of Carter Ross being that wide receiver of the year. But a lot of things can change, obviously.
He's got a teammate that's going to be on the other side of the line. Will Watkins now has moved to wide receiver, and he got two touchdown passes in the spring game.
Yeah, so I think Will Watkins be more of the slot.
He'd be a possession guy. I agree.
Yeah, he definitely has that speed to him. So you mostly probably put on some drag routes, some in routes. You know, those combinations when you know in a second and five or is mostly, I would say, you see him more be a yards after catch type of guy. You know, he catches like a 10-yard slant and he turns it that 10 yard to maybe a 50-yard gain or whatnot. That's why I mostly see with Cordell Stewart working with Will Watkins. But as far as Southwest side, I do have high hopes for them. One of the questions, these two teams definitely can't wait to face each other. I'll tell you that for side central and Southwest side. they can't wait to face each other. I'll tell you that. But
I think it's early this year too, isn't it? Isn't that game early in the schedule?
I think so.
We were gonna do a look at the schedule, but I don't know how much time you have left. But
I could pull it up right now as far as that.
It's right there in your app. I know exactly. I've got it pulled up too, but we're recording on my phone right now, so I don't want to mess with it. It's been a good recording. Mm. I go pull the phone off here, the whole thing's gonna collapse. I know. It's just how things work.
I'll pull it up right now. I got Max Preps on there. But as far as I know, the last couple of years, it has been late in the season, and it's very anticipated game. So as far as Southside and for side pitch, no, it is their last game of this season.
Oh, is it really? You know? South and Central?
Yeah, it'll be November 6th. It'll be at First Side Central Bulldog Stadium. So
yeah, they beat us last time over there, and they beat us at home last year. They beat us 2 years in a row.
When I ask these kids, what game do you particularly have circled on your calendar? Because I want to throw them alley-oops, obviously, when, you want your players like, yeah, we're always looking for the next game. You know, it's whatever game this week. Someone said, yeah, I'm looking for South Forsyth. I'm looking for Forsyth Central. So that's really good. You know, obviously, Coach Thompson, he has been in that position where he has been the top of the mountain. But as he said before during the media day videos, obviously you have big quarterback, you have big talents, but you still haven't gotten first down yet. Obviously, you can have all the expectations, but you still haven't gotten first down. You still haven't scored a touchdown. Obviously, I know that they should be leaving the West Georgia camp right now. I know they left. They left on Wednesday. I'm not sure if they're still there today, but. Yeah, he's like, look, I know the talents we have, but it all comes down when we, put that game on. When you strap these pads on and you're looking at your opponent in the eye, you want to beat them. I do have high hopes for Southside as far as this year. They're most definitely winning. Well, I'll say, as far as when you look at their schedule, they start off with Duluth. I think they get to do the game. And as far as Cherokee, I don't know how Cherokee is because Cherokee's
been tough the last couple of years, but I heard they had a big graduating class this last year.
Yeah, so you just never know. Right. But as far as like sample, we'll see a little bit more when we see that Southside versus East Forsyth scrimmage of what's in store for the Southside Eagles. But I do have high hopes for that group. I just can't wait for that last game against Forsyth Central. I'm a Bulldog. Like I graduated from Forsyth Central. So obviously I want to ride with my Bulldogs, but honestly,
come on, man, we can't have any homerism. You don't hear me going War Eagle all the time.
but I could not give you the true definition of Southside. Also, I did forget to mention for Denmark, they do have a new offensive coordinator. So that would be very new. He came from Florida. I think he came from a ranked team in Florida. So they do have a new offensive coordinator with their former offensive coordinator taking the head coach position at Riverwood. So Denmark will look a lot more different on offense. As far as all the teams, man, that's all I got, man.
So for the 4-size-6, man, who do you like, Derek? I want some odds too, man. I want some odds too. You got to give me the whole nine yards here.
I couldn't tell you. I don't want to disappoint any Southside families listening right now or any parents. That's definitely one thing I try to do with these coaches at media day. Like, look, what type of players does really have a breakout season that no one knows? Like, you're hitting gym. He's like, man, if I tell you these names, like, some parents might be mad at me. I ain't mentioned their home, their son's name. So I can't tell you. Like, if right now everything will be a guess. Like,
all right, I will say this, and let's go back to your burning questions. And I mentioned this. I don't want to go through them. You know, like list them.
Yeah.
Let the listeners today go read your article, right? Because, but it's great stuff. But that's the whole thing. It's wide open, man. This year is going to be wide open. A couple of turnovers here and there is going to make the difference for three or four teams. And I'm super excited to see it come down.
Yeah. So obviously, can Wolverines maintain their success mid head coaching change? Dave Sevilla definitely. He left his fingerprints like a very high standards of the tradition of Western Science. Obviously, winning is not the expectations. Winning is the standard for Western Science, and deep playoff runs are the expectations. Obviously, this past couple of years, Western Science has been actually. I don't think this past 2 years. I think maybe I'll probably go a land right here, but I think maybe the past decade, Western Side has been the furthest team to go around. Obviously, we go to Elite Eight, you know, you face Douglas County, and then you had a done chance. But I'll say the motto this year, it will be hearts. Well, I know it'll be hearts over history. So obviously you have a big history to fill. You have all these standings, all the expectations. You got a bullseye on your back, but it don't matter if you don't have the heart. If your heart's not in the game, or you don't put in the effort. History is history. There's no way you can change that. But how can you maintain the level of history for the Western side to Wolverines?
Well, listen, man, Derek Richmond, everybody, Forsyth County News. Derek, thank you very much, man. It's great talking with you, like always. Derek has visited with us at ball games before. He stopped by the booth or wherever we have our microphone set up. Man, the mic's always hot for you, baby, okay? You come visit us anytime.
Most definitely. I'll come through halftime, you know, give my little one or two cents.
Drop your takes on the game for sure, man. We got to have that. Well, get after it, man. Just to set it up over the next couple of weeks, going to be dropping some of these previews out there. You said South's already up and maybe one other. So get the app. Best way to preview the FCN is through the app. And y'all check it out and be sure to check Derek's stuff. Derek, work with your partner, of course, Nick Sullivan. We're going to mention Nick, too, because Nick does such a great job with the organization of this whole thing. Just a terrific job putting this this football preview edition together, Derek, and we really appreciate you being on with us today. So have a great season, and we'll see you as we go along, okay?
Most definitely, and thank you. Most definitely thank you for having me on here.
In the meantime, we're going to let this air for a little while and give you a chance to listen to all the comments that Derek Richmond made here on our Forsyth Sports 365 podcast. And then once we get closer to football season, it'll be our Coach's Corner returning to the scene. And James Thompson, the head man at South Forsyth High School, will be the feature as we'll be covering the War Eagles again. Our eighth season now beginning covering Forsyth Sports at South Forsyth High School. And, of course, we mentioned him, Slash, the offensive coordinator, Cordell Stewart. Hopefully we'll get him on, too. And Coach T, the big man, running the defense. We'll hear from all of them as we get closer to the season and the beginning of Season 2 for James Thompson's War Eagle squad. I know you hear my dog, Teddy, in the background. She's going crazy. Somebody dropped a delivery at the house next door, which happens in our coming Georgia neighborhood. But, I guess I got to go quiet her down, give her a treat or something. But always good to go out with the dog, right? As things go. Congratulations again to my daughter, Becca, who not only graduated from the University of Georgia a couple of months ago, but also got that job that she was after in downtown Atlanta and will be moving into a house in Virginia Highlands, an apartment, second floor, nice and protected and up above all the riffraff. And she's ready to go. So congratulations, Becca, on that. I know a lot of you folks have been dying for a little update on that whole thing. She's ready to go, and she'll be going out to UCLA to help monitor a conference for some middle schoolers who are looking at getting involved with the Model UN program. So what a beginning for a career. Yeah, that graduation was not the end. It was the beginning, and here she goes. So congratulations, Becca. Looking forward to covering you this fall as well. I'm Greg Golden for my partners who couldn't be here today, but they will be in the future. Of course, we're talking about Todd Spencer, the outstanding commentator who will be joining us on our broadcast, Home and Away, and Doug Thomas, my longtime partner, who is beginning season, I think he's number 10 now, on his voice of the War Eagles, the stadium voice of the War Eagles there at War Eagles Stadium. All coming your way here this fall, 2026 football season with South Forsyth High School, exclusively right here on Forsyth Sports 365. I'm Greg Golden. See you next time.